Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Small Town Murder bonus episode.
Hi there.
Hello, I'm James.
And I'm Jimmy.
Jimmy there, and you should know that already if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So we assume you've already listened to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
This one, hello, Patreon people as well.
Hi.
Everybody out there, thank you for everything that you guys do for us.
Fucking heroes.
We want to have some fun today, and we want to play the prisoner dating game again.
Yes.
It's just so much fun.
It really is.
We have a ball playing the prisoner dating game, so
yeah.
We want to play the prisoner dating game again, and I found a selection.
Yeah,
I found a few ladies, a few gentlemen.
Great,
Jimmy, you're gonna have to play that role. I'm sorry, but you're gonna have to choose.
Fellas.
Let's do this, and let's get right into this because I feel like we're gonna have a lot of people that need the time.
Yeah,
because this is the thing; they're in prison. They have nothing but time.
Yeah.
We need to take the time to get to know these people.
They need to have a good one too.
Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's start with Rebecca.
Okay.
Okay. This is.
Becky?
Well, I'm sorry. Bachelorette number one.
Yeah.
Hails from the great state of California, where she'll be there at least for the next couple of years. We're pretty positive of that. Rebecca.
She certainly goes by Becky.
Probably.
California Becky?
Yeah. California Becky. She's in a federal prison camp, so I'm not sure of federal prison camp etiquette as far as names go. She might be Rebecca as far as that goes. She'll write anybody, sure, men or women. She says it doesn't matter. She says she's single right now. You know, that's good. Now, her bio here, let's start out with this, because this is all we really have to go by. I never showed Jimmy pictures of these ladies, because why do that? I want them to describe themselves.
Yeah, let me get a mental
picture
of it.
What they look like doesn't matter here. So here's her bio. This is how she's going to sell herself to the world.
Mm-hmm.
All capital letters, stop, with three exclamation points.
Okay.
That's a one paragraph on its own. Stop.
Is she in for kidnapping?
Stop. Get in the car right now. I have candy. Don't look anywhere else.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's going on here?
Yeah.
You found what you're looking for.
Oh, did I?
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay, I've stopped. Don't look anywhere else. Okay, I'm straight ahead. Here I am. You found what you're looking for. Okay, well, she's just... this is what you're looking for, Jimmy.
That's actually a clever... If somebody said that to you on the street, stop.
Don't look anywhere else. You'd be like, what happened? What happened? You're focused for a second until you got to that, and you'd be like, oh, fuck you. But you'd stop. That's a good sales pitch.
What's your Instagram?
It's like those dudes in San Francisco that shout at tourists like they're doing something wrong. They're trying to sell them a tour bus thing.
Right.
It's like one of those things, I feel like. Well, let's see. You found what you're looking for, Jimmy, and let's see what it is.
Okay.
Let's see what she is, I should say. Quote, I'm a fun, hot, outgoing, spiritual, and smart Latin woman. This is everything you've been looking for.
Yeah.
A spiritual, smart Latin woman. Dreams come true. Actually, it says dream come true.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's a dream come true. Dream come true. Looking for a great, loyal friendship or perhaps more.
Oh.
Jimmy, she's open to more. So I don't know how you feel about that. Someone who can hold a conversation and has time to write and doesn't mind the circumstances I'm currently in. I love sports and working out. I'm creative with a good imagination. Want to travel to a dimension you'll never want to escape from? Triple question mark.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, boy.
So see, she opens it with a hard sell. Stop.
Yeah.
Don't look anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then she closes it with.
Yeah.
A hard sell.
She's kind of landing that one soft.
Want to travel to a dimension you'll never want to escape from?
Yeah.
Talk to you soon. In other words, if you do, there's one option.
Maybe.
The answer is yes, which means you'll be contacting me. Talk to you soon. She's very confident, this lady, for being in prison. For being in any kind of prison camp, she's pretty confident, I will say. I'll give her that. So is this sounding good to you so far?
She's worrisome a little bit.
Okay.
I don't like the doing it against my will whole thing.
You
know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for it, but don't force it.
Don't force
it on me, girl.
I want to ask you, though, do you want to travel to a dimension you'll never want to escape from? That's the main question.
I'm not so sure.
No? Okay. So she's going to be like a solid five, I feel like, at this point for you. Now, the next one, she's in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee prison for women. Her name is Lakita. L-A-Q-U-I-T-A.
Got it.
Laquita. She is a female. She's only looking for men.
Yeah.
She, here is her prison bio. She's getting out end of this year, too. So
oh boy.
If you like her,
yeah.
We probably could set something up for the next couple months. So, okay.
We could at least get to know each other because by the time she gets out, she's going to need somewhere to stay.
I'm saying. Well, let's find out. And well, maybe she doesn't. You never know. Okay. Prison bio. Here we go. Hello. My name is Laquita. My friends call me Peaches.
I could see it.
Okay. So right away.
I can see how you get there.
Yeah, right away. This is good. She's made her name easier.
Yeah.
So right away, she's accommodating, and she cares about others,
yeah.
We'll say.
It's not that Peaches is indicative of her character or where she's from. It's just that Laquita is a bullshit name.
It's just hard to say. Yeah. Laquita's hard.
Yeah.
And
it's confusing.
Well, it's confusing. Some people are going to say, how do you spell that? Yeah. Is there a Q? Is that a K or a C? They don't know what the hell they're doing here. Peaches, everyone knows how to spell
it.
I feel like that's for others, not for her. She doesn't care what you call her, but she's like,
nice.
It's easier.
Yeah.
Quote, I am African American, stand at 5'7" and weigh around 180 super thick pounds.
You betcha.
Something to hold on to, she says. Super thick pounds. Wow.
5'7", 180? That's not that thick. That's me.
That's super thick pounds right there. Something to hold on to.
All right.
She's sturdy, Jimmy. My hair is black and my eyes are brown. I was born in Tennessee and raised in Tennessee. A Southern Belle country girl who loves to cook, dance, read, cuddle, watch sports, write volleyball, and sing, although I can't, LOL.
I love that she just let us know that volleyball is not a sport.
She had to, yeah. She said, no, watch a sport, right, and then there's volleyball and singing. So, Southern Belle country girl who loves to cook, dance, read, and I didn't mention here being incarcerated anywhere in there at all.
Which one of those pastimes puts you behind bars?
Yeah, cooking and dancing, there's nothing wrong with that. Anybody can dance. Reading?
I've never heard. Maybe she's too damn good at dancing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or reading.
Yeah.
It is Tennessee. Hey, you reading again? God damn, I called the
goddamn
police.
Lock Laquita. What is it?
Laquita's been
Laquita.
Reading. Hey, I caught her with a book again, god damn it. What fucking year happened? What is this? She's arrested for reading.
Yeah.
I cater to my mate and much more. Okay, much more.
Yeah.
I'm in search of mental relaxation and interesting conversation with a mature, open-minded person.
Yeah.
Now, when she says mature, is she looking for an older gentleman or is she just looking for a gentleman who has a mature character?
Or is she done with dick jokes?
Or is she done she's looking for an older dude with money that can send her on her JPay.
Yeah.
Because that's how this shit works.
Yeah.
And if you've seen John Oliver this week, they did an expose on that whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy how much money they charged people to give. What prison is a fucked up thing. It's a racket for
the
family.
Shit.
And this isn't a political thing either, because my stepfather, who's ultra conservative in every way, shape, and form, found out some shit about the jails and was like, fuck that Joe Arpaio asshole. There's a lot of corruption.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit going on with everything. The phone call business is a racket.
Absolutely.
They'll charge these families $4 a minute to make in-state phone calls. In state, Jimmy.
It's Christ
bullshit.
Sake.
It's complete bullshit. Mm. Some states, like New York City, made it so all inmate calls are free because, it helps.
Because it should be a goddamn privilege.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a privilege. It should be just something that needs to happen.
It's crazy.
You can't talk to
it's got
to
have the outside
world.
You need
to talk
connection.
To your lawyers.
That's a separate thing. Your lawyer calls, they can't charge you for, because you have to be able to have unfettered access to your attorney. But
you need news of your family.
You still have to get to the phone and get it out and all that. And they have to accept the charges. And then guess who gets charged for that?
Ugh. The family.
The family. So that's how that shit works. And they were talking about how this one lady was saying how for her to send $50 to her son, it cost her $70.
That's stupid.
To pay to process $50 is a $20 fee. They were like, that's worse than fucking Ticketmaster was the joke. And
that's
Western
Union.
That's worse than a fucking mobster if they were loaning you money.
Right.
That's loan sharks don't charge that kind of fucking juice.
20%?
You know what I mean? And they're not even loaning you shit.
That's 40%.
Yeah, that's 40% they charge as a fee.
Ugh.
As a fucking fee.
That's
so
gross.
If you're poor and you can't afford to send people money anyway, and then they're taking 40% of it also on top of it, that's fucking insane. It's nuts. So that part of it is nuts. Don't use, and we're talking, this is private prisons doing this type of shit. shit. Right. And these are private companies. So this isn't like, oh, well, the state's trying to recoup their money.
No.
This isn't the state.
No.
That's the problem.
It's paying somebody's mortgage.
If it was the state saying, this is how much it costs to run a prison and we have to do this to make up for this, at least you'd go, okay, there's a math behind it.
Right.
This is just, we need profit.
Right.
So fuck these people. So she's in search of someone, a spontaneous character. She says, someone spontaneous with character and someone I can lift up and never let down.
Oh.
That's what she's looking for. Jimmy, you're liking this right now.
That last part was real nice.
I'm a passionate, loving, non-judgmental, open-minded type of woman with a huge sense of humor.
Yeah.
Humor's important. With this being said, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Friendship has no color, gender, or age. At this point, a friend is what I need more than anything. So if you're looking for someone to share your thoughts, feelings, and experience, drama-free, you can be my pen pal.
All right.
So I feel like you like her better than the first one.
I don't like that she, at the beginning, said that, what did she say there right at the very top?
Nothing bad. She said she's 180 super thick pounds.
What
her name is Peaches.
For. It just contradicted there at the back end, though.
Well, no. She said she caters to her mate. I'm in search of mental relaxation with a mature, open-minded person.
Yep. She said she was looking for men. And then there at the end, she says, gender. No, doesn't.
That's a good point.
It doesn't matter.
That's a good
That's
point.
That's what she
She's
said at the
for
end.
Friends. I don't know.
She started getting desperate.
So you
started trailing off, getting desperate.
Trying
I like
to close
it.
The deal after it was her. Okay, I got you. So you're a little you're shaky on her, but you like her better than one.
Yeah,
I feel like. Okay, you like her better than the first one. Now we found Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Amy. She's 5'1".
Yep.
She describes herself as 5'1", 172 pounds.
Whoa.
40, brown hair, green eyes, divorced.
Yeah.
Here, 3 children.
I like her.
Okay. She says, quote, as you can see, I'm currently located at the School of Hard Knocks. It turns out I've been a bad, bad girl.
Oh.
Jimmy's he's interested now.
Chitter chatter.
The judge said I needed a timeout. Okay.
Did she really
she
say
said
this?
That's a quote. The judge said I needed a timeout. So I don't like this fucking kitty talk right away. I don't like this baby talk shit.
No.
Turns out I've been a bad, bad girl. The judge said I needed a timeout.
With her finger in her mouth.
You're in prison, idiot. Yeah. Don't put your pigtails on and fucking finger your dimple.
No.
Fuck off with that shit. It's a bad way of putting it, but you know what I meant.
Is that what that's called?
I don't know if people
that is
say you're fingering your dimple, but you didn't dimple, but you know what I mean. Just, I've been judged that
it sounds
time
like an
out.
Innuendo, and
someone,
that sounds gross.
I stole a lollipop. No. I'm originally from Southern California, the Inland Empire, but I have resided in Nevada since 2010. My interests include music, dirt bikes, poetry, makeup, clothes, traveling, reading, writing, camping, Chargers football.
Nope.
And making people laugh. That's too much stuff.
Yeah.
You just don't write everything that you ever have been interested in.
Right.
You can't be equally as interested in dirt bikes as you are in camping or Chargers football.
Yeah.
It's just not the same.
No.
I was brought up in the game, but I'm trying oh so hard to change my ways.
Oh, my
God. Damn,
Lord.
What are you, Omar?
Yeah, she's 40.
It's all in the game, baby.
She's 40 and talks like this.
She's a 40-year-old, 5'1" white girl who said she was brought up in the game.
Thug living.
And needed a timeout now. She went from, I'm a bad girl. Judge said I needed a timeout to, I'm in the game, motherfucker. I've been in the game a long time, bitches.
She got a raspy ass
voice. Wow. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. I'm in the game, motherfucker. So, I'm ready to hang up my holster, and I'm searching for my knight in shining armor. Good Lord.
Why you got a holster?
My holster? Jesus Christ, you're like, I don't know if this is intriguing to you.
She's
or you're
horrifying.
She's horrifying.
She is.
And I'm searching for my knight in shining armor, who's also packing heat. I'm looking for the one, that's man enough to make this bad girl good.
Good
oh, Jesus.
Lord, Annie Oakley.
Wow.
She's a bad bitch,
she's a handful,
dude.
Isn't
she
it?
Is.
If you're up for the challenge or just want to chat, drop me a line. I love a man with a pretty mouth and a sense of humor.
Peace out.
A pretty mouth and a sense of...
No.
I am scared of this woman. Yeah. I am very frightened. I feel like she'd like touch you and then punch you and then like grab your dick sensually and then slap you in the face and then bite your arm.
Says things like, suck my dick while you're going down on her. And, like, what are you saying?
And then she'd get your name tattooed on her arm. You're like, what are you doing?
She gets like a property of Jimmy tattooed above her gine, like as a birthday gift for me.
Like for that, you. Yeah. You're like, great.
Why'd
thanks.
You do that?
Thanks.
Don't.
You spelled Jimmy wrong.
There's no G. What are
there's
you doing?
There's no G, and I use an I and an E. That's what you'd be telling her. So
and you did it above the fucking swimsuit. Yeah. Now everybody can see it.
Jesus, a man with a pretty mouth and a sense of humor. If I couldn't laugh in a place like this, I would be pretty miserable, obviously. Mm-hmm. I will be a free agent very soon, so the possibilities are endless. Endless.
She's not a free agent.
Free agent. I'm searching for someone that understands that everyone makes mistakes and is ready to help me put my past in the past. If that's you, I look forward to hearing from you. Also, please feel free to include your phone number in your response.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to call you collect
right.
for fucking $4 a minute, if that's possible. Fuck that.
Help me put my past in my past. I feel like she's the kind of woman, too, that brings up the past.
Oh, lots.
A lot.
A lot. Okay, that's three, but I found an extra that I had to include.
Oh,
I realize.
God.
That there's because you don't like any one of those.
These
three.
Are brutal.
You're, so far, I think you're leaning towards two.
For sure.
Bachelorette
it's not
number
even a
two.
Question. This is tough living.
It is. Bachelorette number four,
all right.
Everybody, is Dolores from Texas.
Yeah.
Dolores from Texas. She wants to write men. She's single, female, born in 1980.
Uh-huh.
The same age.
Yeah.
Personal bio, quote, I'm 5'3" of caramel thickness.
All right.
So right away, that's pretty intriguing. With shoulder length hair, I enjoy basketball, football, cooking, singing, dancing, reading, and good conversation. I'm open-minded and understanding. I'm an attentive listener and exciting to be around. I can be very spontaneous. If interested in caramel thickness, write me.
She is
That's
smart.
What she says. I'll answer any questions you may have. That's it. That's all.
So many. She
opened with caramel thickness. She closed with caramel. Just in case you forgot while I was telling you about my good conversation and reading and shit. Caramel thickness.
Yeah.
So.
Smart, vague, in between bookends of caramel thickness.
That's pretty smart.
I like it.
She knows how to market. What do you think? 1, 2, 3, or 4, Jimmy?
4 is stealing my money.
Caramel thickness. Okay. 4 is the closer, Jimmy. Okay. Now the gentleman.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Let's find some gentlemen here.
This is fun.
Oh, this is good stuff. Yeah. Okay. I feel like I can really make fun of these guys.
Yeah.
First man's name is Aaron. Mm-hmm. He's in Washington. He's the title of his bio is, quote, a developing man.
Oh, boy.
So, right away.
How old is he?
Let's see here. What are we? Date of birth, 1990.
Okay. I guess he's
young guy.
Still developing.
He's not even 30. 1990, yeah, 30.
Yeah,
okay.
Not quite 30.
So anyway, sometimes the most, he has a quote here, sometimes the most positive things in life come from the most unexpected directions, develop in the most unexpected ways. He says, quote, clearly you're of the same opinion, otherwise you would never have chanced upon this ad. From here, I pivot by telling you a little bit about myself in the hope that you may allow me the opportunity to get to know a little about you. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Aaron. As you continue reading, please don't allow my serious demeanor to intimidate. My aim is to intrigue.
I'm taking this shit dead ass serious.
I feel like he's saying shit that goes on an internal dialogue that you're supposed to say. Please, I hope they don't take my serious demeanor to intimidate them, because my aim is to intrigue. And he just wrote that instead of thinking it. My aim is to intrigue. However, my direct blue-eyed gaze, unsmiling face has been known sometimes to sabotage my best effort. He's a stone-faced cat, is what he's saying. He's real stone-faced.
My blue eyes trip people up.
Oh, people up. Stone gaze. Unsmiling face. Of course, there has also been times when I have had the opposite effect. I am an unlovely, perceptive man of great contrast. I feel like he doesn't know what words mean.
No, he doesn't.
I feel like he read way too many books in prison that he didn't understand and just found fucking words that he likes to use now when he
writes
shit.
You know what this feels like? This feels like somebody has their phone out and they are just doing the predictive text words that just come up in the center over and over
again.
Like
phone Mad Libs?
Yeah.
He says, I'm an unlovely, perceptive man of great contrast. My greatest asset is an astute mind.
What?
This is what I mean. I was raised all over the West Coast, from Nevada to California to Oregon to Texas to Washington. That's most of it.
And Nevada's not on the coast.
No. He's in Washington right now.
Yeah,
he's in Washington.
But he said I was raised all over the coast.
And neither is Texas.
In Nevada.
In Texas. My formative experience has been limited in large part due to the institutional setting. I aspire to success, possibly through positively impacting those in need, which isn't really a route for monetary success, if that's what you want, but it's for your soul, it's good.
To succeed.
I take fitness seriously. I am a student. Expansion is my aim. I have a hobby, maybe a gift for creative writing. You know what? No, you don't.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I'm a writer, and I write a lot of shit. You are a shit writer.
You are a man that's trying to impress people with big words that you don't know
how to use. You have a stilted, terrible fucking way of writing. Your sentence structure is shit. You're a terrible writer. Just stop. You're fucking bad, and you're selling yourself.
Yeah.
You had a lot of time to edit this.
At least send some letters to people
you're not
in
good
jail.
At this. Yeah.
And get some practice.
Yeah. Creator, I'm open-minded. I seek experience. I'm about growth and development. My focus is not a relationship, although a relationship is not out of the question. I intend to take it as it comes. I'm looking for an opportunity to build with someone or an intelligent mind that can contribute to my growth, my push. Someone who knows what they want and can balance my intensity with good conversation, expecting nothing other than taking the experience a step at a time. If growth and development of a man has caught your interest in any way, you can develop me. You can contact me, blah, blah, blah. He wants women. He has a high school diploma. He said he was self-employed before prison.
Yeah.
And he wants to activities in prison, just writing.
Yeah.
Okay, next. That's bachelor number one.
Yeah.
Bachelor number two, Brandon in Texas. Okay, here's Brandon. Quote, have you ever dared to make a positive difference in someone's life only to witness them transform yours?
Oh.
Intriguing opening sentence.
You are a much better writer than Aaron.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he's not even bragging about it.
He's not even trying.
Most of us know the world is bereft with misery. Okay. I hate this guy.
That's my favorite word, though.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But bereft with misery. It's not. He's not used.
No.
Never mind. He's just. I get it, but no.
I mean, that's
the world is bereft and there's misery.
Right,
but it's not.
The world is
with
bereft.
Misery.
Period.
Yeah.
Stop. No
because
more.
Because if you add misery, then it's not bereft anymore.
No.
It has misery.
Right.
Anyway, so. Never mind. I personally know it through experience and heartache from my own decision making at 16 that led to my incarceration in an adult penitentiary. Nonetheless, I dared myself to overcome seemingly insurmountable obstacles from my incarceration and demonstrate how shattered dreams can be used to mend broken lives by rewriting my life to become a faithful, college-educated, clean-cut optimist with a deep-rooted desire to make a positive difference in people's lives. This evolution of my life is inspired the Houston Chronicle to feature me on the front page of their belief section in 2017, and he puts a link to the video.
Yeah.
All the shit here. Also, with changing lives, I enjoy the outdoors. Also, besides changing lives, I enjoy this shit. The outdoors, exercising, arts and crafts, and sports. I also love emotionally driven stories such as The Fault in Our Stars, Braveheart, and Collateral Beauty.
Oh, God.
I aspire to become a successful novelist. Well, his writing's better than the first guy.
Yeah.
I believe in honesty, communication, and loyalty are fundamental when it comes to meaningful relationships. An open-minded, passionate, non-judgmental guy, I'm in search of wonderful and interesting people who are daring enough to write me. Dare, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Are you daring?
No.
Who knows? The transformation we've both been waiting for might be found in our correspondence. In closing, when the world seems unfair, dare to dream again.
I mean, I like what he's trying to do.
He's trying.
Yeah.
He earned a master's degree.
He's young.
Yes, he's young. He earned a master's degree. He's born in 87.
Yeah.
And he was a student. Now he says he's an author, teacher, counselor, minister, librarian, and student.
Yeah, so that minister part is real obvious.
That's where it's, it's in there. So two more here. Next we have Jameed. Jameed is in Virginia.
Oh.
First and foremost, I hope this finds you in good spirits and health as reading it.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, I hope you
care about you.
I care about you. Good start. Good start, bachelor number three. I believe in keeping it short and simple because with the abundance of words comes the increased chances of saying something stupid or foolish.
Or I might lie to you.
Or lie to you or say something incriminating. Besides, I'm sure y'all heard it before anyway. !! True. Well, everything but the truth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First, let me disclose my true intentions and give you the opportunity to decide based on facts and not deception. My reason for being here are to find real friendships and network with real women. Network with women? I've never heard it put like that before. As opposed to seeking a relationship. I'm married to a beautiful, thick queen.
What are you doing?
Who isn't insecure nor threatened by other women. I've been locked going on 15 years as I write this. Wow. And as I write this, I'm currently awaiting a hearing to get 20 years off my sentence under newly discovered evidence. I have a 50-50 chance, which is substantial considering the chances of the majority incarcerated. At any rate, after being around men for 15 years, I hope you can appreciate why I wanted to deal primarily with women. My personality is driven, ambitious, and passionate, just to name a few. I was a personal trainer prior to incarceration. This dude is jacked as fuck, by the way. If those are his real pictures, he's like a fucking, he looks like Mr. Universe. He looks like 1982 Tony Atlas. Yeah. Look that up.
And all right, keep going.
I was a personal trainer, blah, 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 prior to incarceration, and would like to still pursue my passion when I touch down. I'm laser focused on venturing out with the endeavor of attaining financial freedom. I have lots of great ideas, but more importantly, I can be a great friend in addition to a great business partner. He's trying to get you to invest in something while he's in prison for 15 fucking years.
To get financial freedom.
He's literally looking for investors.
He is.
He's running a fucking pyramid scheme out of prison. What are you, out of your fucking mind? One thing I've learned to appreciate is there's nothing in comparison to, nothing more worthwhile than a strong woman on your side.
Yeah.
Whether in the capacity as a friend or if you're fortunate as I am as a wife. Okay. Having said that, if you're interested in trading thoughts and sharing ideas, if you want someone who can appreciate you beyond your looks, someone who can hold a conversation with the ability to listen intently, I'm your dude and we need to get acquainted. Here he is.
I don't like him at all.
No.
He sounds dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, he's looking for for business investments here.
I'm married, but all women that like a jacked up dude, give me a call and your bank account and routing number.
Exactly. Right. So far, Bachelor number two is the winner, I think, so far.
Brandon needs a chance.
Okay. Fourth. Yes. Bachelor number four, final one of the night here. Desmond Trent.
Okay.
D-E-Z-M-Y-N. Whoa. Desmond Trent. He is in Washington State.
Yeah.
And let's get into this. And this is going to be a surprise for everybody because this is where shows and things cross over and weird shit happens. All right. Okay. Hello is how he starts. And he does it like a letter. Hello, comma, new paragraph. So I'm like, okay, this guy's got proper letter writing.
He went to high school.
He went to at least elementary school. It's not uncommon for you to lose people over time. And with me being here where I am, it's like they say, out of sight, out of mind. It's unfortunate, but you either become bitter and shut the world out, or you take it upon yourself and build new bridges. And that's what I'm doing. I'm reaching out, hoping to come across someone that's open to new friendships. There's a major stigma when it comes to people who are locked up. Because they're criminals, most
of
them.
There's a reason they're there.
A lot of 99% of them are criminals. That's the problem. That's the stigma, is they've done crimes that we don't like. We've deemed bad enough a society to take you out of circulation for a while. But the truth is, it couldn't be further from reality. Okay.
Really?
There's no sorry.
You don't need to be kept an eye on, sir.
There are good people in here. I'm sure there is. And I'd like to show you that I'm one of them. I made a mistake, but my mistake doesn't define me. I'm on a mission daily to improve myself in every aspect, whether I'm reading a book, having a conversation to gain some knowledge, lifting a weight, or playing basketball to improve physically. I pride myself on doing my time and not wasting it. But with all the growth as a person and me staying level-headed throughout all this time, there's nothing like having people in your corner to talk to from time to time. Does that rhyme?
It does.
It's time and time. Okay, never mind. I was like, did he write a poem just there? Jesus Christ, without noticing it. With that being said, the time you've given me is appreciated. And if I've interested you just a little, feel free to drop me a line and we can begin getting to know each other. I wish you the best. Now, he's 6'3", and I read through his thing. It says he's spiritual. He wants women only. Education, high school graduate, 2 years of college. So I'm like, wow, 2 years of college. Occupation before prison, basketball player at Boise State University.
Oh my God.
He's a fucking Division I basketball. This is a crime in sports.
fuck!
And this is the last thing I found. I'm like, it's a crossover. It's meant to be.
What did he do?
He was business management degrees and all this shit courses. Anyway, Boise State guard Desmond Trent was arrested and charged for his connection to a drive-by shooting in Tacoma.
Boy, what the fuck?
He was charged with 4 counts of assault. That's what I mean. You read that and you don't go, oh, he shot it at someone out a window. Right. That sounds worse. 4 counts of assault and count of drive-by shooting from Pierce County here. He had a bail set at $500,000. Right away, the Broncos, Boise State, dismissed Trent from the team quickly. Quote, the program believes strongly in offering young men an opportunity to succeed. Unfortunately, it appears as if Desmond still has some obstacles that he needs to overcome.
Yeah.
That is what they...
lengthy prison sentence.
A big, long prison sentence. That is Boise State head coach that said that. Yeah. In 2 years with the Broncos, he averaged 2.9 points and 1.8 rebounds in 31 games. That's why they said that.
Right.
If he averaged 27 points a game, they'd be like, we really think he's understood. He's a good guy and he's misunderstood. People should... If you read his letter from prison, if you read him say, he says, a mistake doesn't define him, see, because he's a good jump shooter. So mistakes don't define him. So, Jimmy, what do you think? Bachelorette, Jesus. You got four bachelors here. Who are you going? Are you going with the safe guy? Are you going with an exciting guy? He's an athlete.
Brandon sounds much cooler than everybody else.
Bachelor number two.
He deserves a chance. The basketball guy has a little bit of an education, but he's clearly will throw away any opportunity.
Yeah, he's
The chance of bettering
to
himself.
Shoot someone out of a window.
Not even bettering himself. Not even benefiting at all.
Not like he was running a Bernie Madoff scheme trying to make. He shot at people out of a window. That's as trashy as you get.
And I wonder if it was 4 counts for like one per bullet, or if it was four different people.
That's the other thing.
Fuck,
who knows?
Man.
Who the fuck knows? Either way, bad
he's a
stuff.
Menace.
So you're going with two?
Absolutely.
So you're going with the...
Caramel Thickness.
Caramel Thickness and Church Thunder.
Yes.
Church Thunder and Caramel Thickness. We should get them together now.
Absolutely.
That's how we should do this.
Get
now,
them a commissary.
You two have to get married. Yeah. Sorry. That's perfect. Together.
Commissary, gift certificate, and letters to... And each other's address.
Yes.
Right to each other.
So do that. That's the prisoner dating game, everybody. We've done that. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Remember, every Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts, Small Town Murder, every Tuesday... Listen to Crime in Sports. And Jimmy, like to say goodbye.
Bye.
That's right. Have a good one, everybody.